Thursday, and Nan Lestick, she is our retirement expert, is with us once again here on Power Talk Radio. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, glad to have you with us today, and we're going to talk about life expectancy. It's a commonly used term in financial planning, obviously. I mean, one of the things that you and I talk about all the time is not outliving your savings. So obviously, life expectancy is one of the big things when you sit down with someone to map out a strategy for their retirement.
Yep. Yes, it sure is. And this was, I thought this was a very interesting article because, you know, we hear statistics on life expectancy of a population. And it's like anything else. You hear a statistic and you go, yeah, that's nice. It doesn't really apply to me. But when we're talking about longevity, we need to pay attention to that because we're trying to plan for a retirement. And what we want to be sure of is that we structure your income from various sources, Social Security being, of course, the foundational piece. We want to structure that to last for what we think will actually be your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first thing I've ever seen that really lays out the numbers. And so a healthy 62-year-old couple, if they're both 62, they have a 75% chance of living to age 80. He does. And the female, the wife, has an 82% chance. That's a big number.
It is.
So we really need to be paying attention to that statistic. If you flip it, you'll only have a 25% chance of not making it to the break-even age, which is, by the way, with Social Security, the break-even age, the difference between claiming at 62 and 70. You need to live to age 78 in order to break even.
Okay?
And that's what we're always looking at for people. We're looking at when does it make sense to have waited until 70? Well, if you've got a 75% chance of exceeding age 80 and only a 25% chance of not making it to that, gee whiz, those are pretty convincing statistics, aren't they?
They sure are. And I note here as we look farther into this, if Bob, let's say Bob and Betty are the couple we're talking about. If Bob ends up living to age 90, 43% chance of that, he'll receive nearly $400,000 in Social Security benefits if he claims at 70 instead of 62. The number would be substantially less if he claims at 62.
Wait a minute, Mark. I have to correct you. Not he'll receive $400,000. He'll receive $400,000 more.
That's right. $400,000 more in benefits. Thank you very much for that clarification. I should have read that a little more carefully. Nan, from your studies, and I don't know how they determine this, but does the average person end up claiming more in Social Security benefits than what they paid in taxes over their working life? Or have you ever seen any numbers on how that works out?
Well, I haven't seen the numbers, but I'll tell you, that's a very weak argument. People say, well, that's how much money I put in. Oh, really? Well, let's go back and look. And what you can do is you can get your Social Security statement from SSA.gov, and it will show you how much you've contributed towards Social Security throughout your lifetime.
That's a great point, because then what you can do is you can take that other column that shows if you retired at this age, you get this much, at this age, you get this much, at 70, you get this much, and then you could say, well, I go at 70, I retire at 70, I get this much per month, and I die at 78. You can do the multiplication pretty easily and see how that all works out. So there, it is possible to look at that if you wanted to, for whatever reason. Anyway, we have to talk more about this on the Saturday program with Nan Lestick. Reach her at her office in Monterey, 656-0236, online, lestickcompany.com, nan@lestickcompany.com is her email. Thanks, Nan.
Thank you, Mark.
The Glenn. Glenn Beck.
Let's shut it down.
Glenn Beck program.
A bunch of conservatives who never pay attention to each other and never have any organization.
Power Talk, 1460 and 101 FM.